Hills and curves. Hills and curves can hide obstructions in the road, even on roads you are familiar with. Be prepared to stop when approaching a curve or hill that obscures your view of the road. If you cannot see over the top of a hill, slow down to an appropriate speed until you crest the hill and regain sight of the roadway. Always slow down before entering a curve. If you go too fast through a curve, your tires will not be able to grip the road and your vehicle will skid. Begin your acceleration only after reaching the middle of the curve. Night driving. Normally, driving between dawn and dusk is more hazardous than driving during daylight hours. This is due to limited visibility, the limited area illuminated by your headlights and the blinding effect of headlights with fog lights. Colorado law requires you to drive with your headlights on from sunset to sunrise or when visibility is less than 1,000 feet. Parking lights must be illuminated on any vehicle parked alongside the roadway, whether attended or not, from sunset to sunrise or whenever visibility is less than 1,000 feet. Tips for driving at night. Use your high beam lights when driving in rural areas and on open highways away from urban and metropolitan areas. If you are driving with your high beam lights on or your low beam lights with fog lights on, you must dim them before coming within 500 feet of any oncoming vehicle so the oncoming driver is not blinded by the glare. When following another vehicle, you must use your low beam lights, with your fog lights off, if you are within 200 feet of the vehicle ahead of you. Never look directly into an approaching car's headlights. As the car draws near, look to the right edge of your lane and track the position of the oncoming car out of the corner of your eye. Use your low beam lights and/or fog lights when driving through fog at night. Using high beam lights is like shining your lights on a mirror. Be alert to vehicles, particularly darker vehicles, traveling after sunset without their headlights on. Bad weather. Weather conditions can significantly affect how your vehicle drives. During bad weather, such as rain, fog, ice, high winds and dust, slow your speed and drive at a speed that is safe for conditions and use your driving lights if visibility is poor. When roads are wet, the water mixes with oil, grease, and exhaust particles on the roadway, and they may become very slippery. Weather conditions affect all vehicles including front-wheel drive, sport utility, four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive vehicles. Hydroplaning is a natural phenomenon whereby water forms a very thin film on the highway. This film is strong enough to support your vehicle. Your tires may have absolutely no contact with the roadway. This is extremely dangerous as you will have little or no control of your vehicle. A vehicle may hydroplane at speeds as low as 50 miles per hour in water 1/8 inch deep. If the highway is wet or icy, do not use cruise control. If your cruise control is being used and the roads get wet or ice up, immediately turn off the cruise control to allow your vehicle to slow down. If it feels like your tires have lost traction or contact with the surface of the road, you should ease your foot off the gas pedal. Keep the steering wheel straight. Do not try to stop or turn until your tires are gripping the road again. An increasing number of new vehicles are equipped with rear fog lights. These lights help to reduce rear-end collisions in severe weather conditions. If your vehicle is equipped with rear fog lights, use them while driving in heavy fog, rain, or similar weather conditions. Be sure to switch them off once the conditions clear. Snow and ice. Streets and highways covered with snow, snowpack, or ice are extremely hazardous. They are most hazardous when the snow or ice begins to melt. The slush or wet surface acts as a lubricant and traction is reduced. Overpasses, bridges, shaded areas and snow-packed portions of the road can be icy even when other pavement is not. If you begin to skid, let up on the accelerator and turn the front wheels in the direction of the skid. Drivers should exercise additional care when approaching, overtaking or passing a snowplow or other snow removal equipment displaying flashing yellow lights and engaging in snow and ice removal and control. It is illegal to pass a city, county or state-operated snowplow that is performing its service with its yellow lights flashing, and is driving in tandem with one or more other such snowplows. Simple precautions to follow for seasonal driving. Make sure your tires have good tread for adequate traction. In winter, chains, snow tires or an alternative traction device are preferable. However, remember that even chains and snow tires will slip on slick pavement. Make sure your brakes are in good condition and properly adjusted so that the braking power of each wheel is uniform. If you have anti-lock brakes, if you begin to skid, let up on the accelerator and turn the front wheels in the direction of the skid. If you don't have anti-lock brakes, threshold braking, in slippery conditions, pump the brakes just hard enough to not lock the wheels, release and apply the brakes the same way again. Keep the windows clear by making certain the defrosters and windshield wipers are working properly. Use a good window scraper to remove all ice, snow and frost even if you are just traveling a short distance. Fogging or condensation of moisture on the inside of the windshield can quickly be removed by opening a window. Be alert for snowplows and sanding trucks. They use flashing yellow and blue lights as a warning for you to use extreme caution when approaching or passing them. Maintain an extra large space between you and the car ahead, especially when driving in conditions that affect stopping distance such as snow and ice. Start gradually by using a low gear and accelerating gently. Mountain driving. Mountain driving can be very different from normal driving conditions. Some hazards you should be aware of are steep hills, changing weather, wildlife and rocks in the roadway. Remember to use lower gears to control speeds when drive down steep hills or mountains. Be prepared for intersections hidden by trees, brush, or crops and for animals on or near the roadway. If your vehicle experiences difficulty traveling up steep roadways, pull off the road at the first place you may do so safely, or stay in the right lane to allow other vehicles to pass. For information on traction and chain laws, please visit the Colorado Department of Transportation's website. Rural driving. When driving in rural areas, there are a number of special situations that require your attention. Watch for driveways, farm equipment, unmarked railroad crossings and narrow or poorly surfaced bridges. Some intersections may be hidden by trees, brush and crops. Animals often wander along the roadway. Use extra care and slower speeds when driving on gravel or dirt roads because the road surface reduces tire traction. The road surface can be affected by loose gravel, slippery conditions after rain or snow, ruts in the driving lanes and washboard conditions. When approaching oncoming vehicles, watch for soft shoulders or the absence of shoulders. Construction zones. Every year drivers face highway construction and maintenance projects, which are designed to improve the efficiency and safety of our transportation systems. Every construction or maintenance project creates a work zone with equipment, workers and, in some cases, daily changes to the routes. Signs, cones and other warning devices are placed before construction projects and hazards so that they can warn you about the changing conditions. These changes and additions require you to stay alert and focused at all times while driving. Large construction projects can have complex work zones with flaggers, portable concrete barriers, complicated directional signing and reduced speed limits to safely direct you through the work zone. Reduced speed limits are critical because they give drivers more time to understand and react to the information and allow more time to safely drive through the complex assortment of devices, workers and equipment. Unfortunately, there is no way to completely separate drivers from these work zone hazards, which places the construction crews at risk. Not only are these workers dealing with construction dangers associated with heavy equipment, excavation, power lines and other activities, but they are constantly on guard for vehicles that may stray into the work area. Your safety, your passengers' safety, and the safety of these workers depends on you. Increased police enforcement is routinely added to construction projects. To ensure drivers understand the importance of complying with work zone signs and directions, the fines are doubled. Remember when driving on Colorado's highways, if you encounter a work zone, for your own safety and the safety of the workers. Pay attention, use extra caution and stay focused on the driving task. Obey construction signs, including work zone speed limit signs and flagger instructions. Watch the vehicle in front of you. Most work zone crashes are rear-end collisions due to an inattentive driver. Drive calmly and avoid aggressive drivers. Require all applicants to fasten their seatbelt or be properly secured in a child restraint system. Safe driving tips. Everything that is contained in this manual is for the purpose of eliminating driver error. If you obey every highway rule and regulation, your chances of being involved in collisions will be greatly reduced. However, you can't be certain that other drivers are following every rule and regulation. It is important that you become a defensive driver. Defensive driving is driving to protect yourself and others from dangerous and unexpected driving situations as well as everyday driving. Steering. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. The most effective hand position is 8 o'clock and 4 o'clock. When turning corners, use the hand over hand or grip and slide method. Do not turn the wheel with the palm of your hand or let it slide through your fingers after making a turn. Scanning. To be a good driver, you must know what is happening around your vehicle. You must look ahead, to the sides, and behind the vehicle. Always look left, right, and left again when turning, driving through, or entering an intersection. Scanning helps you see problems ahead, such as vehicles and people that may be in the road or on the shoulder, warning signs of problems ahead and signs giving you directions. Look ahead. In order to avoid last-minute braking or the need to turn abruptly, you should look down the road at least 10 seconds ahead of your vehicle, city, one block, open road, half a mile. By looking well ahead and being ready to stop or change lanes if needed, you can drive more safely, save on fuel, and help keep traffic moving at a steady pace. Look to the sides. As other vehicles or pedestrians may cross or enter your path at any time, you should look to both sides to watch for potential trouble. Look behind. You must check traffic behind you. This is the only way to know if someone is following too closely or coming up too quickly, and it will give you time to do something about it. You need to check more often when traffic is heavy. It is very important to look behind you when you change lanes, slow down, back up, exit an intersection, or drive down a long or steep hill. Following another vehicle. Remember to stay aware of the vehicle in front of you and to maintain an adequate distance between your vehicle and theirs. 3-second rule. Under normal conditions, use the 3-second rule. Watch the car ahead of you. When it passes a reference point, such as a mile marker, sign, or telephone pole, then count 1001, 1002, 1003. If you pass the reference point before you finish counting, you are following too closely. It is also important to consider weather, road conditions, the amount of traffic, and time of day. If the road is slick, the stopping distance required is greatly increased. Adjusting to traffic. Keep pace with traffic in a reasonable and prudent manner. If you are going faster than traffic, you will have to keep passing others. Each time you pass someone, there is a chance for collision. Driving considerably slower than other vehicles can be just as risky as speeding. Driving too slowly can make vehicles bunch up behind you and causes the other traffic to try to pass you. Remember to obey all posted speed limits. Trouble spots. Wherever people or traffic gather, your time and room to maneuver is limited. These areas require slower speeds and increased observation. Shopping centers. Rush hour traffic, schools. Narrow bridges. Playgrounds. Toll plazas. Residential streets. Sharing the road. Sharing the road means getting along, not ahead. A courteous, alert, and knowledgeable driver will make the highways safer for all. Bicycles, motorcycles, buses, trucks, and truck tractors each have different operating characteristics. Let's share the road safely with all Coloradans. Large trucks and buses. Due to their size and weight, large trucks and buses present different problems to motorists who share the highway with them. A loaded truck with good tires and properly adjusted brakes traveling at 55 miles per hour on a clear, dry roadway requires a minimum of 290 feet to come to a complete stop. Trucks, buses require more room than automobiles to execute turns, make lane changes, and perform other driving maneuvers. Trucks, buses have blind spots called no zones, which are areas around trucks, buses where cars either disappear into blind spots or are so close that they restrict the truck or bus driver's ability to stop or maneuver safely. Vehicles traveling in both types of no zones greatly increase the potential for a crash. Points to remember. Backing. Do not pass or stop close to a truck, bus that is preparing to or is backing up, as the trailer will hide objects in the no zone. Passing. Maintain a constant speed when passing and re-entering the lane in front of trucks or buses, since they require longer distances to slow down than cars. Do not pull in front of a truck or bus until you can see both headlights on the front of the vehicle in your rear view mirror. Rear blind spots. Trucks, buses have large blind spots behind them. If you tailgate, not only do you make it impossible for the driver to see you, but you also cut off your own view of traffic. Side blind spots. Trucks, buses have much larger blind spots on both sides than cars. If the truck or bus driver needs to make an emergency maneuver or change lanes, they will not be able to see you and a collision could result. Wide turns. Because of their size, trucks, buses often need to move to the left lane to make right turns. Cutting in between the truck, bus and the curb or shoulder increases the possibility of a crash. Runaway truck ramps. Occasionally trucks, buses lose their ability to brake. In order to prevent serious accidents from occurring due to out-of-control vehicles, runaway truck ramps have been built. Never park on the ramp or even in the entrance. It's illegal and invites disaster. You may be depriving a truck or bus driver of the chance to survive by denying access to the runaway ramp. One indication of a runaway truck, bus is smoke coming from the brakes. Get out of the way and or do not get in front of the truck, bus. Bus-related tips include: buses make frequent stops. Avoid being caught behind the bus by making safe lane changes. If you are passing a stopped bus, use care as the bus may start to move out into your lane of traffic. Buses have the right of way when leaving a drop-off location and merging into traffic. Railroad crossing. When approaching a railroad crossing, be cautious because a train can arrive at any time, day or night. Obey all warning devices, lights, gates and signs. Do not drive onto a crossing until you are sure the tracks are clear, especially when there are multiple tracks. There may be a second train. Do not misjudge the train's speed and distance. Because of its large size, a train appears to be moving much slower than you think. The average freight train traveling at 55 miles per hour requires approximately 1 mile to stop. Advance warning signs. A railroad crossing is ahead. The warning sign is at a sufficient distance to allow you to stop, if necessary, before reaching the crossing. Pavement markings. Consists of an RXR and a stop line and may be painted on the pavement in front of a crossing. Always stay behind the painted stop line while waiting for a passing train. Quiet zone signs. Crossings in designated quiet zones will have a no train horn sign posted below the advance warning signs. Train horns do not blow at these crossings. The flashing lights and gates warn you of an approaching train. Crossbuck signs. These signs should be treated the same as a yield sign. If there is more than one track, a sign below the crossbuck indicates the number of tracks at this crossing. Commercial buses and trucks carrying hazardous materials are required to stop at most railroad crossings. Be prepared to stop if you are following one of these vehicles approaching a crossing. Flashing light signals. Always stop when the lights flash. Do not attempt to cross until the lights have stopped flashing. Gates. Gates are used with flashing light signals at certain crossings. Do not cross until the gates are raised and the lights have stopped flashing. Never stop on the tracks. Stopping on the tracks is illegal and very dangerous. Before you cross, be sure there is plenty of room on the other side to completely clear the tracks and not become trapped. If your vehicle stalls on a crossing, get everyone out and far away immediately, even if you do not see a train approaching. Call the phone number on the blue emergency notification sign located near the crossbuck sign or contact local law enforcement. Emergency Notification System, ENS, sign. All public highway rail grade crossings have BLUE colored emergency notification system, ENS, signs that provide a 24th of July 365 telephone number to call for reporting problems or emergencies at railroad crossing locations. The ENS signs are typically located on the railroad crossing posts below the crossbuck. The ENS signs are for emergencies that would require stopping a train due to an obstruction or any other problem at or near the crossing. By providing the DOT, XING, crossing number located on the sign, the railroad dispatcher knows exactly where the crossing is and can quickly notify trains moving in that direction to stop prior to the crossing or location of the problem when possible. Light rail. The Regional Transportation District, RTD, has light rail vehicles, LRV, in its mass transit fleet in the Denver metropolitan area. Clean, quiet and reliable, light rail is safe, proven technology, but it requires additional attention from pedestrians and motorists. In some areas, LRVs will operate on streets in the same way as other motor vehicles, and will have the same rights and responsibilities as other motorists. In other areas, such as on Stout and California streets in downtown Denver, LRVs will operate in the opposite direction from other traffic. The LRVs will be governed by all traffic signals and signs when operating on the streets. Driver safety tips. Each light rail car weighs up to 40 tons and can't stop quickly. Remember these important tips while driving in a light rail area. Never turn in front of an approaching LRV. Never turn across a set of light rail tracks without checking in all directions. Watch for people getting on and off a stopped LRV. Be especially alert in light rail areas as nearby buildings and foliage can make it difficult for motorists to see them. The light rail crossing areas for motorists can have regular traffic lights. Some have warning lights and some have gates with railroad-type traffic arms. All these signals mean the same thing: stop, do not cross the tracks. Never drive around traffic gates, even if a LRV has just passed. Another vehicle may be coming from the other direction. Be aware of your vehicle height. Overhead wires are a standard height of 18 feet, 6 inches above the center of the tracks. Always assume a wire hanging from the overhead catenary is electrified, so never touch the wire or anything it is touching. Pay particular attention to special traffic warning signs in connection with light rail. If you find a wire hanging from the overhead or if you think any safety devices are malfunctioning, please call RTD at 303-299-6000 and report the situation.